No, you guys were doing really well last spring. What was your reaction when the season got canceled?
It was just a shame. It was just a shame. There's nothing more you can say than it was just. I felt extremely, and our coaches, you know, we felt extremely bad for the seniors in the group because, you know, there's no guarantees or that they will come back, and even with the fifth year, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. And but everyone in the program, you know, we had some pretty nice things rolling out at that time, and we're feeling pretty good about our club. Swinging the bats at a really high level and played some really good competition. We just felt that, we were going to have a pretty special season. At least that's what it was at that point in time. But it's just a shame that it happened.
So do you know what the plan for the spring? I know maybe not some faraway game, probably no spring break trip either.
Well, yeah, that the only thing that we do know for certain is that we are not going to be going to Florida this year. Because of the academic calendar change for North Central College. We won't be having a spring break, and we can't leave the classroom for a full week to go play, you know, to go down to Florida. So that being said, we rerouted a couple of the games that we had down there. We picked up the weekend of the first weekend of spring break, and we're scheduled right now to go to Marietta, Ohio, and play some really good teams down there and maybe 3-4 games. And then we also picked up another weekend in early February to complete our 40-game schedule. And that's really all we know at this point. We haven't heard anything from the NCAA about the season. We haven't heard anything from our conference relative to our season. As coaches, we've had a meeting. We've kind of adopted, if we do get to a conference-only bubble, what we would choose to do if the ADs approve it. And we've submitted that to the ADs. But again, that has not been heard because there's been no decisions on things.
Before the suspension of North Central Athletics, what has your team done to get ready for the spring?
Well, you know, we were fortunate that we're in our non-traditional season in the fall. So we weren't going to lose any contests. And, we had some mitigating things that came into play for us with testing that we had to get through. And then we were restricted by the number of players we could have on the field for the first couple of weeks. But, you know, right before we had our shutdown as a department because of the spike that occurred, we had actually completed our normal fall in terms of we had a lot of inter squads going on and we had things kind of as they would be normal any other year. So for about a 2-week period, we had that going on. So that was good for us. With facilities being shut down, we were done meeting or with players and things like that. But what the guys have been able to do, they're working out on their own. They're doing things on their own like they would any other off season. It's just that now they have to be very careful about how many people are there at a time and everything else that's going on with the mitigations.
So what's your opinion on the extra year of eligibility?
I think it was the right thing to do. I think the NCAA needed to do that, and I don't know how much you have followed things, but actually the NCAA has also given a blanket year of eligibility this year to all student-athletes, whether we play again or not. So in reality, you couple that with the last spring of extended eligibility, guys could get 6 years to play their 4 years now. But I think it was the right thing to do. The practicality of it and how many guys will take advantage of that, that's a real difficult thing at the Division III level, right?
Yeah.
I think first off, you know, most high percentage of kids come into North Central College with the intent on graduating in 4 years. And job placement's been pretty solid. So most guys graduate in 4 years, they have a job waiting for them. So for them to put off that opportunity, now you have some financial hurdles that have to be met, right? In addition to financial hurdles of coming back and paying for more schooling, right? So I think, you know, my gut tells me, all right, we've got a couple of kids that have expressed some interest in that from last year's team that were seniors. And that has a little bit higher level of understanding for me because their season just got truncated and stopped, right?
Yeah.
And there was no closure for them. Where if we go and have a season this year, you know, this year's seniors may say, hey, I got to play my senior. I don't need to come back and use that extra year that I've been granted. So, you know, so I think that the practical application of it is another thing entirely than what they're talking about as far as granting it, right?
Yeah. When do they have to let you know when they're going to use that extra year?
Actually, just spring term is really the time that they'll need to, for baseball, because we're all in the spring with our competitive season and our championship season, they just really have to be enrolled for the spring semester full-time like any other student and tell us, hey, we're going to stay with it. You know, we've talked to some guys, and we actually had a couple guys that are back now. One had some extenuating circumstances that he needed to make a decision on because he was actually coming back into the master's program here and had a graduate assistantship waiting for him to pay for it. However, that's a violation of NCAA rules at the Division III level. He can't have that scholarship and be an athlete. So he had to forego that GA, and now he's paying for his fifth year of schooling or his master's program. So that was something that he had to make up his mind up with the deadline. But everybody else, when we return to campus in January, we need to know for certain that they're here.
All right, last question. As a coach, with seniors getting ready to graduate, some of them using that extra year of eligibility, what is the goal to help them for the next chapter in their life?
You know, and again, it's similar to what we do with guys in normal times, right? Within our program, we do a few things, I think, that are unique to our program here. We have a wonderful group of faculty mentors, and, you know, along the way, we do some coaching of them in life skills. Our juniors all go through a resume building workshop with our faculty mentors, and we bring in a couple people, baseball alums from the outside world. Then we have a cover letter workshop for those guys their senior year, you know, to try to help prepare them better and to get them get things in line for them. So that's something we've been doing within our program. For these guys that are returning, you know, it's just, hey, you know, let's make sure that you guys include us in anything you want for letters of recommendation, anything that we could do to help, you know, alleviate what type or elaborate as to what type of person you are to your potential employers. We would love to have that chance because, you know, really you're coming back for a fifth year. That's pretty special, right? And it's not a thing that happens all the time. So we want to be able to talk to people about that.